19 addresses two issues. The first is, can be found on page 7, line 332, chapter 1.04b, related to extensions from voting, which incorporates some of the comments that were made by the Office of Corporation Counsel in response to the report from the Committee of the Whole. The second portion of Amendment 14 also relates to the comments made from Corporation Counsel related to approval of claims against the county where the payment is no more than $500 as authorized under statutes. That can be found on page 18, line 887, under chapter 1.11, sub C, sub 4, sub 2. This is being offered by Supervisors Rice and Suzos.
Now, this says, with respect to the first part, a member wishing to abstain may make a verbal, brief verbal statement for the reasons for abstaining. I go along with that. I say, personally, to protect oneself, I would give a reason. Maybe some don't want to give a reason. And Corporation Counsel's indicated that. I've seen something today, yesterday, that a person doesn't have to be able to give a reason. But I would give a reason. It's up to the member.
You're a good man.
It's up to the member. And for the second part, Corporation Counsel's delegated authority to approve the payment of claims against the county where the payment is no more than $5 million. Anyone have a question, concern about that? Ms. Green.
I just briefly comment that, in fact, we've been doing this for decades without it being written in the ordinance.
Okay.
More in line.
Just want to codify.
Codify it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Supervisor Weishaupt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the abstention part, what is, says, except by specific notice of that supervisor, is that just when your name is called, you just, could you explain that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the reason that is in there is so that the most important change in this section was removing the requirement that the body allow a person to abstain, because a person should be able to abstain if they feel, you know, that's appropriate. Secondly, though, what this does is it requires a supervisor to, you know, when they ask for separate action on that item, to say, I plan on abstaining on this item. They don't have to say anything else, but that gives a heads up to the board itself, so that the board doesn't find out during the roll call. So the reason that the language specific notice of that supervisor is in there is to have that happen, so that it's, if your name starts with a Z and you know everybody's gone through the alphabet, and at the end we find out one member has abstained. So it doesn't prevent them from abstaining. It doesn't require them to say why they're abstaining. It just requires that they state before the roll call that they are abstaining.
Okay, that's what, so if we do the roll call and somebody doesn't, we have to sort of redo it, and then they have to go through the motions of making the notice that they're going to abstain, or?
I would recommend you probably purge the vote and re-vote on it. I don't know what the county clerk has to say.
Yeah, you would only do that if someone raised the point of order that the person did not serve notice. Otherwise, the roll call would stand.
Okay. I can kind of understand why in the past where they said you had to vote on stuff, because say on a veto where you need two-thirds or anything like a fund transfer, things like that, where somebody then abstains, and then since we have been reducing the size of the board and things like that, where you could, you know, you didn't vote against and you didn't vote for it, you didn't. It could affect that vote on that. Can you just kind of explain that a little bit?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, currently a supervisor could get around, if you put in some requirement like that, by just taking a walk out of the room.
Right.
You know, so you're not going to prevent somebody, or you're not going to force somebody to vote on something who doesn't want to vote on it. This just makes it a little more transparent that that's what they're doing.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, generally in parliamentary law, it's generally understood that a legislative body may not compel a member to vote or not to vote on a measure, that is that member's right to exercise his or her vote as he or she sees fit, and that the body may not compel them to vote in a certain way or to not cast a vote or to cast a vote.
Okay. Thank you.
Supervisor Cesar.
One is a comment and a motion for approval, but it was Supervisor Rice's statement at the last discussion that it's implied that you would be expected to vote on every item unless you were compelled because of a conflict, and that basically was what he was looking for, that you shouldn't be forced. You should be allowed to not vote and claim abstain when you determine that you would have a conflict. So that's in his viewpoint, the singular use for this item. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I move approval for Amendment 14.
Any further discussion on Amendment 14, Supervisor Joseph?
I don't understand why we don't say that, because I'm trying to think through this. I mean, I believe the only reason to abstain from voting is when you have a conflict, period. You should be voting on everything else. This idea of may state a reason, not state a reason, I mean, it seems to me that you could write this, a member may ask to be excused from voting when the member has a conflict of interest, and if so, then abstains. Something like that. I mean, where else would you have an opportunity to not vote?
Mr. Chair, it seems clear there's a big difference between should and must vote. And the fact is that our county clerk has just outlined the fact that taking a walk is a practice that is acceptable in most legislative bodies.
Well, it reminds me of G. Gordon Liddy when he was when he was called before the Nixon hearings. He refused to take the oath, and from then on, nobody could ask him questions because they didn't know if he'd be telling the truth or not. I mean, you know, I suppose you could carry that to extremes. We do have an obligation, for example, as elected officials, to be here and take up the people's business. You do have a sergeant at arms. I don't know. Could you go chase the sergeant at arms to the member that left the floor and tell him to come back and do the vote?
Yeah,
I don't want to get this to carry to extremes, but
used to grade in theory, could.
Mr. Chairman, I was just going to sort of carry it to extremes real briefly. The obligation of elected officials is to the electorate and to no one else. And so, you know, if you don't attend any meeting, you get elected and you stay home for the next 4 years, nobody can do anything about that except the voters by either recalling you or not reelecting you. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's as far as I just think for the reasons. I'm not talking about shoulds now, I'm talking about legal obligation. I mean, I think everybody should take their oath of office seriously and their election seriously, but I don't think the board has the right to force people to vote on any other elected officials to vote on. It's a little bit of a verge of legal opinion and personal opinion. So.
Well, that's honest. But I mean, do you agree, really? I mean, what other than a conflict of interest, why would you not vote other than you're chicken and you leave the room? But, I mean, a real reason not to vote is going to be a conflict of interest.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you, Supervisor.
Okay.
Moral grounds or other grounds, but I just think that I don't know how one elected official makes another elected official.
Well, I guess we could say, you know, if someone chooses, since we're using May, if someone chooses not to make a statement, we'll all understand the reason you're not voting is a conflict of interest.
Or you're a chicken.
Are you pulling a G. Gordon Liddy? I don't know. Anyway, we don't have to beat this to death. I can vote for it, ladies.
Okay. Supervisor Cesar has moved approval. Madam Clerk, on Amendment 14.
On the approval of Amendment 14, Supervisors Jersey?
Aye.
Weishaupt?
Aye.
Cesar's?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Biddle?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
Six ayes, zero noes.
Number 15.